This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're going to be focusing on Malaysian ad tech startup AdEasy. Now, AdEasy is Southeast Asia's first online marketplace for buying offline advertisement space like print ads, billboards, or even radio commercials. It was founded by two advertising industry vets, Melissa Sim and Tareen Goh, back in 2017 to make buying offline advertising space as easy as booking a hotel room or buying flight tickets online. Fast forward a couple of years and AdEasy is facing its first economic crisis. And like most businesses, they had to shake things up during the MCO to remain relevant and lend further support to the guys they started up to support in the first place, local SMEs. So the AdEasy Jaga SME initiative was created to urge people to buy local and support SMEs through this pandemic. To give us the deets about this initiative and how it's continuing to evolve post-MCO, we have with us on the show today, Tareen Goh from AdEasy.
Hi, I'm Tareen. I'm the CEO and co-founder of AdEasy. So AdEasy is an online marketplace for people to buy offline ad space. Offline ad space means like radio, TV, billboards. Yeah.
Tareen, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this with us remotely. I'd like to start with AdEasy pre-COVID-19. You know, before we move on to what AdEasy is doing today, let's start with what AdEasy was pre-coronavirus and how the business has evolved to what you're doing now.
Okay, sure. So, well, AdEasy pre-coronavirus was is actually a platform, as I mentioned just now, for people to buy offline ad space. So AdEasy was founded based on my personal pain points on buying offline media. There was one time during my last employment, I really couldn't afford to hire someone to help me advertise, buy media. So that's why I was struggling to buy it on my own. I didn't know where to start and which media is most suitable. So that's when the whole AdEasy thing came about, where, you know, it's just an all-in-one platform where all media, all offline media are online. And I can just go to one place to compare prices, look at information and book. So pre-COVID, we were doing relatively well there because we serve mainly the SMEs and the startups. So we do have organically, you know, a lot of users signing up daily. You know, there are a lot of inquiries. We were having like cinema ads, billboard ads, radio ads. Everything was running fine. But then when COVID started, then everything just sort of got on hold. All the campaigns were all put on hold, postponed until further notice. Yeah.
And how has business now changed following the onset of COVID-19?
Okay, so basically, I think right now everyone's in survival mode. And I think also a lot of people are sort of beginning to hear news about, you know, smaller businesses closing down, SMEs are struggling and all of that, right? So that really impacted us a lot. Over 90% of our campaigns and our sales targets are all impacted. Everything is put on hold indefinitely because we, at that time, we did not know, you know, if that's any vaccine, you know, when it's kind of coming out, when are people going to go out freely again? So that's why, basically we were just then doing, what we can to sort of survive as well. So we offered like free consultations in terms of how to do, like plan in advance to do brand recovery. So that's what we are doing. And also, we are also now just sort of thinking about when now after the MCO is lifted, when people start going out, when people start, you know, sort of resume a semblance of normalcy. So how do our users or our brand clients can sort of react in this situation? So right now, we are actually using this time to design special recovery packages. So we're collaborating with more of our media partners to offer a wider range of advertising options, up to 80% off, you know, just for people to plan in advance on what they need to do maybe in the quarter three and quarter four of 2020.
So you guys work very closely with SMEs. How badly have they been impacted by COVID-19?
I would say personally quite bad. I do have a few personal friends. and in the cafe business, and they are really, really impacted. You know, even now with the CMCO and everything is lifted, I think also because they have to cut down the number of tables, let's say, in the establishment. So they probably get the turnover by half, you know. So they are still struggling. And even our own biggest client, one of them, they have to pivot to another business. So basically, they were in a travel business. So now they're pivoting more into like deliveries and all of that, because that's what, you know, that's surging, right? Everyone needs deliveries right now. They're ordering online. So there's a lot of all this pivoting going around. And yeah, so we're just staying put. We're still keeping in touch with all our major clients just to check in on them, you know, just see how they are, if there's anything they need from us. So yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
So during COVID-19, during the MCO, AdEasy launched hashtag AdEasy Jaga SME. It's an initiative that allows SMEs across all consumer verticals to list their products and services for free on a one-stop webpage. Now, for those who haven't had the opportunity to check this initiative out, you know, maybe you can tell us more about it and what is expected from this initiative.
Okay, so basically, we serve SMEs, but we are ourselves, we are an SME as well. You know, we are also a small company. So when the COVID and also the MCO happened, we know how hard times are. So basically, we were just thinking, at that time, we were looking at a lot of initiatives, but a lot of them are very skewed to one category. Let's say if it's F&B, is this F&B, or is this F&B and maybe groceries? You know, these are the two main segments that you always see people sort of having deliveries and all that. So we are thinking, why is there not like a one-stop page where we can support, like we can show our support to our local businesses as well. So that's when we brainstormed about this idea. It took us 3 days to just get the page up and running. So everything was quite manual at the beginning. You know, we're doing like Google Forms and all of that. So just to see if this really helps. So the objective of this initiative is really to provide visibility to SMEs of all verticals, not just one or two, and help them drive immediate revenue for them. So this is a one-stop where, let's say, if you are a person who wants to support the SME, just go to this page, scroll, we have filters. So let's say if you want to go to a florist, you know, or a pets, so we do have that. When you click on the link of, let's say, this particular pet shop or a particular florist shop, you will be redirected directly to them. Then you can do your bookings or your transactions, your inquiries with them. And we collect zero revenue from any of this. This is a pro bono effort.
So I guess the idea is to help SMEs with no digital presence to continue doing their businesses remotely during the MCO and henceforth, right? And this is done via your partner, AutomateMe?
Yeah. So, okay, basically the idea is to list everyone on the on this one web page. Then we realize that some of them do not have presence online. They don't have a Facebook page or they don't have a website. So they will just list their WhatsApp numbers. So AutomateMe reached out to us a few days after we launched, and they told us, hey, we have this thing called auto order, which is a form that the SMEs fill up. And immediately they will then create like an online page for them. So this is for like maybe your hawker uncle, you know, like who don't have a digital presence, but they do, they were still open, they do deliveries, right? So they actually so basically for this is like they can actually receive orders through the form. The form will sort of pull out all the information, like the orders, the customer numbers and all of that, and send it into WhatsApp to the SME.
Right. Yeah. So how has the initiative been faring? Now, how many SMEs have you onboarded, and are there any stats to its impact?
Well, we launched on the 8th of April, and to date, we have over 100 live listings. Why I say live is because when they sign up, they don't immediately go live. We do have a vetting process. So then only they will go live, because there are certain verticals we do not list, like, you know, like maybe gaming or gambling, we do not list that. So we do vet through, and also to check whether, you know, the SMEs are legit before we list them. So that's why we say the live. But of course, you know, every day we do have people signing up. So it can be probably now, the signups are probably 150, I guess, but that there are some that we just vetted through and we just tell them, we're sorry, this is a vertical that we do not list. So on average, yeah. And in terms of the click-through, we have about like maybe 90 clicks, you know, per week. So just people clicking through and just like, you know, on the different SMEs to just see how what's there, you know, what the options are. So that's as far as we are tracking right now.
Right. And what's been the general feedback from the SMEs that are part of the Jaga SME list?
Well, they are very appreciative because I think to them now, any help is help. It's good help. You know, any additional platform, it helps them. So we do have a lot of free appreciative shout outs on social media where they will tag us to say, thank you for this initiative. And I do have friends texting me to say like, hey, you know, thank you for doing this and not charging us anything. So, yes, you're welcome. Well, to me, it's just like, you know, as long as it helps them, because if it takes very little effort from us, but it might make an impact for them, to me, you know, why not, right?
We are going to take a quick break now for some messages, but stay with us. More from Tareen Goh of AdEasy on the AdEasy Jaga SME initiative, including how you can get in on it in just a bit. BFM 89.9.
Burning for more. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj. Tareen Goh, co-founder of Malaysian ad tech startup AdEasy, is online with me right now. And we are discussing their AdEasy Jaga SME initiative that allows SMEs across all consumer verticals, from parenting to consumer goods, to list their products or services for free on a one-stop webpage. Tareen, I want to talk about the fact that you guys are not taking any commission from this initiative, you know, or any middleman fee from this. Are there any cost concerns on AdEasy's part to keep this initiative going, considering you're not taking any fees from this?
No, not at all. Because the thing is, from the very start, the team, we are very clear that this is a pro bono effort. So whatever we do is, you know, it's really just to give back and for the SMEs. So whenever an SME asks us, like, is this really true that you're not charging anything? We say, yeah, it's true. We really are not charging anything because it's redirect. The booking or the sale will happen between them and the buyer on their platform, on their own platform, or on their through via WhatsApp, right? So for us, we are just like a platform for them to be seen, you know? And we are publicizing it. We are promoting it on radio. We're promoting it on, you know, billboards, digital billboards and such. So it's just to drive more people to this page so that they get more visibility. But at the end of the day, you know, the actual transaction happens between them. So we do not take any cut or anything.
Right. And what about AdEasy, you know, as a business, you know, is that still running concurrently as well? Or, you know, how are you balancing the focus on the Jaga SME initiative and also, you know, your bottom line?
So basically, this initiative is probably taking like 5 to 10% of our time. But the rest of the 90%, the focus is very, very much still on AdEasy. It's because right now for this initiative, once we set up the initial page, it's really just a matter of maintenance, like vetting through the new signups daily and then just getting them on the page. So that is really, you know, the work that we do now because we've sort of automated everything else. So the main focus is, of course, still on AdEasy, the main business itself. And right now, as I think I mentioned earlier, we are just really taking this time to really relook into, you know, what are the real pain points right now. It might be very different now compared to pre-COVID. You know, what's the real pain points of our users, and also what we can do or what products we can build to sort of add more real value, not just more value, add real value to them that they will need. So we're just looking at all of this, and we're doing a lot of calls to get more insights in terms of like what they're struggling with now, what do they really need. Yep.
So I guess the commonality that I hear is that AdEasy, pre-COVID and post-COVID, it still aims to empower SMEs and make it simpler to purchase advertising. Previously, it was maybe to make it easier for SMEs to purchase ads offline, but now you're also trying to get them to come online as well. Would that be the major shift?
Well, we are sort of opening up a few new media types. So, okay, just for example, the print media industry, I think they are also very, very impacted. So like the big major publishing house just announced that, you know, they're closing their doors. So a lot of them, they are sort of shifting online. So we are also very reactive, you know, and not to say like, oh, if we claim that we are offline means, you know, we're just stuck in offline. So we will also look at the market and what their needs are and the trends, and then we will change and adapt along with them. So for example, so there are a few print media, they have sort of shifting now everything more to their online portals. So, and they told us that, oh, you know, can I sell my banner ads and all that through AdEasy? So that is something that we said yes. And then the team now, we are focusing on how to add that onto the website. So our users can also advertise on banners and all of that, you know, in certain of the print media portals.
So how long do you expect the AdEasy Jaga SME initiative to continue?
Well, we'll continue even after the MCO ends, for as long as you know, we think is required to help during the long recovery period. Because there was this article that I read from the Star. So the National Chamber of Commerce and Industry of Malaysia, they estimate it will take about a year from containment to stabilization to recovery. So it's not to say once the MCO is lifted, then, you know, we're done with this. We will still continue as long as there's still a need and there's still, you know, demand.
Right. So moving forward, what do you envision the Jaga SME initiative evolving into in the future? You know, if this prolongs for just say, like you just mentioned, a year, how do you envision the initiative evolving?
For this, I think that if we feel that we really add value and there's really transactions going on, you know, we're helping the SMEs. So I think probably a small team, we will allocate a small team, sort of like a task force, to really look into how do we maybe improve it in terms of, you know, the listing or the onboarding process and also the buying process. Like maybe, because right now it's just a very simple, like front-facing web page. So maybe we will do more to make the search more smarter. So that's and also then we'll probably be speaking to a few SMEs to just understand, you know, what we can do to help make this whole thing better, or we can improve. Because we always believe that before we build or we do anything, we should really talk to the main stakeholders and just understand what's required or what's needed before we take the step to build it.
Right. You know, Tareen, we've been speaking to entrepreneurs from big and small businesses throughout this whole MCO, CMCO, and now the RMCO. And many of them have learned new things on their entrepreneurship journey that they were keen to share. Have you key learnings or lessons that you've come about during this period that you will carry with you on your entrepreneurship journey?
Yes, yes. So basically, I think in the beginning, when the MCO first started, everyone was a bit like panicky and like, oh, how are we going to do this whole work from home thing? How to work remotely? Can this, you know, can we even do this and all of that? So we were having all these thoughts, and also, you know, how about clients? You know, we can't meet them and all of that. So basically, from what I learned is that trust is very important. For to internally as a team, trust is very important. Like you know, a lot of I think entrepreneurs will be thinking like, oh, if we work remotely, how do we know if they're really there and all of that, right? So I actually found that the team is more productive now. It's true. Like we are more productive now. I found that we are closer, and my key learning is the constant communication and really, you know, not be so how do I say, not to just box yourself up in your own space and just stare at your screen and work. Because I think when we're working in the office, you take for granted of the proximity that we have, but we don't really talk. We don't really look up and talk to the person next to us. We're just like, maybe during lunch break we do, but most of the time we're just working, right? So right now I feel like there's a lot more conversations going because we can't really see each other. So there's a lot of calls and we really have to crystallize what we mean. So I guess from my own key takeaway, communication and constant and clear communication is key to really, you know, being or staying productive. And another thing that we learned is being quick to pivot is not enough. Because I think in the beginning, we did try to just be quickly doing this and that, a lot of things just to adapt and survive. But I feel like, yeah, being quick to roll out something, is it matters. But what also matters is how well we understand why we're doing something, not just jumping on a bandwagon and just doing it, you know. So so in the beginning, we were like designing some packages where at that time, you know, everyone's in survival mode and cost-cutting mode. They won't even be looking to spend. So that was like, oh yeah, you know, people are not going to spend now. So that's why instead of doing that, we're thinking, what do people need now? Maybe a lot of people who do not have extensive knowledge in branding or marketing or advertising, they might probably need help in terms of advice, not spend. So that's when we took a step back to say, okay, what do people really need now? What's the purpose of doing certain things? So I think it's important learning for us so that we don't just, oh, people are doing this, this other business is doing that, so let's just do something. So not just for the sake of doing something, we really need to take a step back and say, is this really necessary? Do people really need this? And before we even do it. So yeah, I think that will stick with us, because a lot of times I think we're just doing things for the sake of doing things. Yeah.
And just before we go, Tareen, as an organization that's been doing whatever it can to support local SMEs through this difficult time, what can the Rakyat do to support local SMEs?
So basically, in the beginning, when we're all still under MCO, I was telling my friends that maybe, you know, buy gift certificates or buy coupons or vouchers that you can use later to sort of support them. And when buying online, don't just think about groceries and food, because I think that's the main thing that people think about. So there are other verticals that's, you know, suffering, like the hairstylists. Or, you know, maybe the bookstores and even like boutiques and clothing. So maybe still be aware that there's all these other verticals, and if, you know, we can afford it, why not, you know, just see if there's anything that they are doing, any promotions or gift vouchers or anything that we can spend. So, and then right now when we are able to dine in, maybe give a tip if we can, you know, if we can afford it, right? And don't cancel things, you know, don't cancel your appointments, just maybe reschedule them. Or you know, or the subscriptions or anything. And for me personally, if I come across any local business promotion, like, you know, even like a menu or anything, just share on social media. It can be a form of support as well. So yeah, that's what you know, I've been doing, and I've also been, you know, asking my family and friends to do. And also, I think one last thing is, I think we have to be a bit more understanding and patient when it comes to expectations, like speed and all that. So like right now, you know, if you want to dine in, you know, that, so now they have to have the social distancing, right? So they might be a long waiting list before you can even enter the restaurant to dine in. I think, you know, we should all be a bit more understanding and patient when it comes to all this, or when deliveries and all of that, because the delivery guys are working around the clock. So yeah, I guess, you know, a little bit of empathy and kindness goes a long way.
All right. Tareen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And for local SMEs out there who are keen to explore the Jaga SME initiative, you know, where can they go?
You can just go to www.ateasy.co/JagaSME.
I've been speaking with co-founder of Malaysian AdTech startup AdEasy, Tareen Goh. Now, if you missed out on any part of this interview, the podcast will be up on our website, bfm.my, and on our app, and on Spotify, iTunes, and all our usual platforms within the hour. Just look for Open for Business. Open for Business will be back again same time tomorrow with a new startup in focus. So join us again then. For now, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.